Praise God. We good? Hallelujah. Thank you. Open your Bibles with me this morning. The Lord's just speaking to my heart about, you know, everything takes place in the spirit realm before it manifests itself in the natural. And God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the word of God tells you and I that we shall know the truth. And it's the truth that sets us free. And the age that we live in, we're in an age of fitness. A lot of different diets and exercises and programs. And so the Lord was just laying something on my heart. So if you open your Bibles with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And we'll go to where the Lord's leading today. How many in here can stand to be physically stronger? All right. So we're at the right, we're speaking to the right crowd, right? Verse number 19 says this. He says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye were bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And when I was looking at this, and I'm always looking for an easy and a simple way. Is anybody else with me? I always like the shortcuts. Anybody like shortcuts? Am I just talking to myself? So I got this this Get Fit Kit. This Get Fit Kit comes from Israel, and it's to help you be strong and healthy and fit. And it's really simplistic and isn't difficult. And I was really excited about it because when I opened the package up to see, and I got the instruction page, it says, study and apply God's word. And there was nothing else in the box. Hello? And what the Father is saying, if we just not only will be readers and hearers of the word, but we become doers of the word will become manifested in our bodies, in our minds, in our souls, in our spirits. So with this in mind, if you don't know me, I'm Carl. My middle name is Corn. Hello? And I do some corny things, and probably my little Get Fit Kit might have been a little bit of corny. What do you think there, Pam? But look with me in 1 John. 3 John. 3 John, and we'll begin to read verse 1 for our message this morning. Let me say this to you. You can never be fit if you just sit. Amen. Hello? Fitness is going to take action. Actions speak louder than words. So start the day after tomorrow, or in probably about 12 o'clock. There'll be all kinds of people making all kinds of resolutions of things they're going to do in 2019. And by Friday, they forgot about them. Hello? So look with me. He says in verse number 1, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. The title of this morning's message, with the help of the Lord, is Total Fitness. And today I want to speak to you about healthy minds, healthy bodies, and healthy souls. Can we lift our word together and make a declaration together here today? Will you repeat after me? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God says I am. I can be who God says I can be. I can do everything God says I can do. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of every individual that's gathered here today. Lord, I pray, Father God, that you speak to me today. May your word come forth with clarity and understanding. May it bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. And when all is said and accomplished and everything is done, all glory, all honor, and all praise will be to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So the first thing the Lord said, and 3 John, verse number 2, he says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. And it begins with having a healthy mind. Amen? I think that the mindset is so important for you and I. So with that in mind, look with me or just write down the notes and look them up later because I'll be jumping in and through the word. And Isaiah chapter 26, verse number 3, the word of God says this, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. You can never have full peace unless your mind is stayed on the kingdom and his word and his promises. All of God's promises for you are yes and amen. So he says there, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. So he's saying first, with our mind must be stayed and trusting in him. No matter what it looks like in the natural, the Bible says faith is the substance of the things we hope for, the evidence of things not seen. If I could see them, I would not need faith for it. So what God is saying, I'm trusting him and my mind is set to trust him at his word, to have a healthy mind. Now look in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 14. The Apostle Paul says this. He says, But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. If I'm going to say, Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. I've got to allow that same thought to be in my head and to keep my mind in perfect peace because my mind sends out signals to other places in my body. Amen? It's the generator of everything, you know? So this is where it begins to have a healthy mind. You know, the apostle said in 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse number 1, he said, Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. I believe we're living in the greatest time in the kingdom of God. I believe that we're in the last days. And I believe God's going to manifest himself in so many supernatural ways. Amen. He is. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. So, you know, I've got to get this in my mind, because my mind is where the enemy is going to attack me. The enemy is going to try to steal what God has given me. In other words, when we come and we're prayed for and God heals us, the adversary, before you leave the room, will try to steal what the Lord has done. And he starts with thoughts. Am I really? Oh no, I still feel that. Are you listening to me? And so he's saying that we got to bring our thoughts into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 4. Well, Pastor, you sure have a lot of word. Yes, I do. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. And it's his word that changes. I can't heal a soul. He is the healer. He is the one that gives the gifts. He is the one that gives the miracles. He is the one that does the signs and wonders. You know, the word of God says in Ephesians 4:23, he says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. In other words, I got to change the way I look. I got to change the way I think. Amen. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Matter of fact, the word of God says in Romans 12:2, he says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. So to have a healthy mind, hello? To have a healthy mind, I need to align my mind with the word of God. Amen. You know, this book isn't for the shelf. The reason that the word is not having the effect it should be having on the most people in the body of Christ is because the word isn't inside of them. You got to get this word inside of him. So when the enemy comes, your mind all goes directly to the word of God. You know, the Bible isn't always convenient. It's not always handy. That's why the word of God says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen? Because I see first where the enemy is going to attack us is in our minds. Look to one next to you and say, I thank God you have a healthy mind. Because your mind is stayed on him and you're trusting in him. See, now, if we have healthy minds, a healthy mind will give us a healthy body. Amen? It will come along with beside it, because what I'm going to do, it's just like when the Lord healed, I'll share this, everybody knows this, but some people are here, they're guests, so I'm going to share this. In 2010, when the Lord said to have miracle healing services here, the Lord healed my body completely. I had been a diabetic for 10 years. I had high blood pressure. I had high cholesterol. I had high triglycerides. I had high everything. There was nothing working right. And the Lord, in January of 2010, the first Sunday of 2010, he healed my body completely. I went to the doctor to prove it, and everything was normal. And everything's been normal since then. I mean, the Lord healed my body. But he healed my body. He gave me a couple things. He gave me instructions to study his word and to get his word inside me and put his word to practice. In other words, I had to do some things. I had to change the way I ate. I didn't just switch from the right hand to the left hand. I had to change my diet. But another thing I had to do is I had to start exercising. Hello? Amen? You'll never get fit if you just sit. Right. And you say, well, Pastor, my legs don't work. Well, if your legs aren't working good, guess what you have? You still have arms. So get something to start working your arms. Don't just work your mouth. I don't know if that came from the Holy Ghost or me. I don't know. First off, God wants us to have, if we have the Spirit of Christ, we have the mind of Christ, we're to have healthy minds. And if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me, I should have a healthy body too. Hello? Are you with me? So with that in mind, look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. And the apostle gives us an instruction here that I think is very important for you and I to have healthy bodies. Okay? He says in verse number 27, the apostle Paul said, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. It's like when you want that cake or you want that thing that you really know you're not supposed to have, that desire comes. You have to bring that into subjection. And I bring it into subjection lest by any means when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. In other words, what he is saying over there is he said, I can't just talk the talk. I've got to walk the walk. Amen. So when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against them. Just understand with me. Listen to me. Every sickness and every disease is the result of sin. God does not make anybody sick. Hello? God isn't making anybody sick. Well, the Lord's doing this to me. He's trying to teach me something. No, he's not. The devil's trying to teach you something to steal you and rob and kill and destroy your life. And God came to give you life. Amen? I believe he's our healer. Amen. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 10, the apostle says it like this. Remember, sin was destroyed by death. But Jesus just didn't die. He resurrected. And the apostle says in 2 Corinthians 4:10, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. In our body. In other words, I have to die to myself. It's no longer I live, but Christ that liveth in me in the life I now live. Okay? In other words, I'm lining my life with the Word of God. Amen? I just want you to know there's so much power in this word. You know, the devil doesn't, we can speak to the devil and he doesn't care a word that we say, but when we start speaking the word of God, that's what has effect on him. That's what has dominion over him is the word of God. Amen? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And when God wants to do something new in your heart and life, you have to trust him in the change. You know, when God leads you somewhere, and when God calls you to do something different, most of the times it doesn't feel good to your flesh. Hello? Anybody there? Hello? So he says to you and I in Philippians chapter 1, verse number 20. The apostle said this. He said, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body. In my body, whether it be by life or even by death. Amen. In other words, I'm going to give God the glory in my body because the Spirit of God and the Word of God is being manifested through our bodies. Rather we live or rather we die. Even when we die, it's glorious. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Now God is saying to you and I, he's not only giving us healthy bodies for life now, but for life forever. Amen. So we find first that he says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers, that God desires for us to have healthy minds, healthy bodies, which produces healthy souls. Hello? Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Your soul's prospering because you're healthy. Hello? I think this is really good. You know why? Because every last one in the room needs it. No matter how sick, no matter where you're at, we all need something, either mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. All of us need something. Amen? Amen? So God is saying to us, he wants us to have a healthy mind. He wants us to have a healthy body. And he wants us to have a healthy soul. You know, the Word of God says in Ezekiel chapter 18, verse number 4. He says, behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Listen to me. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Sin brings sickness. Sin brings death. And disease comes from sin of this world. And it's not necessarily the sin that you committed. There is therefore no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. God isn't here to condemn anyone. God is here to help you, to bring back what the enemy is trying to steal from you. Amen? You know, sometimes I did a lot of things as a young man when I was rebelling and running from the Lord. And a lot of things that I did in my life, I sowed seeds. You know, the Bible says, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sows, he reaps. And even though I gave my heart to Jesus, and I started following the Lord, all of a sudden I have some harvests popping up along the way from seeds I'd previously sowed. Amen? Because those seeds were still in the ground. Hello? And I think it's sort of like I saw an illustration of this, and illustration is like, if you're familiar with farming and when a farmer plants a cornfield, and then all of a sudden the farmer decides he's going to plant wheat in that field and not corn. Have you ever noticed as the wheat comes up here and there's stalks of corn that come up here and there from different seeds that are still in the ground? That's sort of what our lives are like. As we become a new creation in Christ Jesus, some of our seeds are still in the ground. As we continue to plant the wheat, eventually the wheat will overcome all the corn and it won't be there anymore. Hello? So as we're walking towards him and we're moving towards him, Jesus said it like this in Matthew chapter 11. He told you and I in verse number 28. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. In other words, the Lord's saying this, for us to have healthy minds, healthy bodies, and healthy souls, we need to trust in him. We're carrying his yoke. His strength is made perfect in our weakness, okay? Therefore, we glorify him in our infirmities that the power of Christ may rest on us. Amen? The Apostle Peter said this in 1 Peter. Boy, you really got a lot of word there. In verse number 22, he says this. He says, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the spirit of the unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Remember, listen to us. Listen. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. You know, as I sow this word in my spirit, in my soul, all of a sudden it starts producing fruit. Then all of a sudden we operate, we move in the fruit of the Spirit. We have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and faith. So in closing, in James chapter 1, the Word of God says this. He says, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity or excess of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Listen to me. It's sort of like this. Everybody in this room has probably painted a wall. And it's like taking your paint and your brush and coming up to the wall. If you never applied the paint to the wall will never be transformed. It'll remain the same. I can talk to the wall all I want about the paint. I can talk about how good the paint is. It's the best paint that's out there. But unless that is applied to the wall, there's no transformation. Nothing's changed. And God says to you and I that we're not to just be the hearers of God's word, but we're to be doers. That we're to apply this word to our hearts and lives. And closing in Matthew chapter 22, verse number 37. The word of God says, Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. You know, he says to you and I, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. God desires in closing for us to have healthy minds, healthy bodies, and healthy souls. And he says to you and I, it's a simple, we probably use this scripture so much, and Solomon says, trust the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to all your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. God has a plan and a purpose in every life of every individual that's in this room today. And in closing, will you just respond to what he says to you to do? You know, bow your heads and let us pray. Father, I thank you for your word. Father, I'm grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. Father, you're here to heal, to restore. Maybe you're here today and we'll start from the bottom and work up. Maybe your soul isn't right with the Lord. Maybe at one time you had placed him in first place, but somewhere along the way you got out of the way and you stopped following him. And he wants to minister to your body, but it begins with your mind making a decision. The word of God says, choose you this day who you will serve. And if you're here today and you're desiring to finish this year with a bang so that you can bring in the new year with glory, and you want to get things right, and if that is you, would you slip up your hand and say, Pastor, that's me. Is there anybody at all? Anybody need Jesus? I see that hand. Is there another here today? I want to get my soul right before the year ends. Is there anybody at all? I see their hand. You may put it down. Is there anybody else? Along with the souls, the Word of God says that He's here to heal our bodies and our minds. Now, if you raise your hand, doesn't matter if you didn't raise your hand. If you need healing in your body, your mind, your soul, your spirit, would you please just stand up and come around the altar here today? I'd ask everyone to be patient. I ask for everyone to be in prayer. I ask for everyone, please, if you don't leave. Everyone in the room has a measure of faith. We need your measure of faith also. So if you're, would you just bow your heads and extend your hands to these that are around the altar today. First and foremost, we're going to dedicate our lives to Jesus. I want to start here first. Father, I thank you for this couple, Father God. I thank you for their hearts and lives. I thank you for the decision that they're publicly making before this body today and for before you, Father God, that they're making a choice to leave old things behind and step towards you, Father God. Father, and I thank you, Father God, as we pray, Father God, that you'll minister to their hearts and their lives, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that they will have healthy minds, healthy bodies, and healthy souls. Salvation means healing, body, mind, soul, and spirit. So, Father God, I thank you, Father God, for what you're about to do. And then in Jesus' name, just pray with me. Say, dear Jesus, come into my heart as my Lord and my Savior. I acknowledge that you died on the cross. You arose from the grave. You paid the penalty for my sins. You purchased me a place in heaven. Father, I need your forgiveness. Forgive me all my sins. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul, for making me whole. Now, Lord, my body is now your temple. Take residence within me. Seal me, Lord, by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.